videos. North Korean defector runs for South Korean border as he shot several times. The Aegis Alliance. The United Nations released shocking video footage depicting a North Korean soldier, identified by our sources familiar with South Korean media as a man named Gwisun, as he defected to the South on November 13 earlier this month. In the footage, he's noticed driving in a Jeep vehicle at higher speeds towards the South Korean border. He crashed the Jeep into a ditch just not many feet away from the white demarcation line separating North Korea from South Korea, along with Freedom. After he failed to completely free the Jeep, he decided to make a run for the border on foot. He was shot five times at least, and was then dragged to safety by South Korean soldiers. One of the North Korean border guards got a bit caught up in his chance to murder his brother in arms and momentarily stepped across the demarcation line to try and get a superior shot. This action violated the 1953 armistice agreement signed in 1953 by the UN, North Korea and China. This agreement put an end to the Korean War, which lasted 3 years. This agreement states, neither side shall execute any hostile act within, from or against the demilitarized zone. No person, military or civilian, shall be permitted to cross the military demarcation line unless specifically authorized to do so by the Military Armistice Commission. Technically though, the armistice agreement only paused the North and South Korean conflicts and they are nevertheless officially in a state of war. The UN command also released an infrared video showing South Korean soldiers carefully crawling towards Gwisun and dragging him to safety. After thoroughly reviewing the investigation results, I assess the actions taken by the UNC Security Battalion were in a manner that is consistent with the armistice agreement, namely, to respect the demilitarized zone and to take actions that deter a resumption of hostilities. General Vincent K. Brooks, the UNC commander, explained in a statement. The armistice agreement was challenged, but it remains in place. Video. abcnews.go.com. Shortly following the defector's rescue, Gwisun was quickly transported to the Aju Hospital in Suwon. He then returned to consciousness after going through two emergency surgeries. According to his surgeon, he lost over 50% of his blood by the time he arrived at the hospital. This weekend he may be effectively released from the intensive care unit. Gwisun claims he served in the North Korean military for 8 years, and drove automobiles for the regime from time to time. This would explain how he acquired the Jeep. When Gwisun woke up from surgery, his first words were asking if he is in South Korea. He was assured he is, and that he's safe, in order to calm his fears and worries. This reportedly led the healthcare employees to hang the South Korean flag in his hospital room. Gwisun apparently enjoys listening to K-pop and watching CSI shows. He wants to study law. Gwisun has become propaganda for the nation of South Korea. Full video footage. Video. abcnews.go.com. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.